What's wrong with your dinner, big guy?
Well, I thought it'd be fun to peel all the skin off my hot dog before I ate it.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of appetite killers, where's Dan?
Today, I think he's been down at the rescue mission giving free legal advice to the poor.
Dan's still trying to put a good face on the mayor's judicial selection committee?
Yesterday, he actually taught a civics class at an orphanage. Can you picture Dan in a room full of little kids?
Yeah. Ransacking their little lunch boxes for milk money.
Well, it'll all be over soon. The new list of judge candidates comes out tonight. And Dan can go back to being toe jam.
Would anybody like my toast?
Now, I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if all this good work that Dan is doing rubbed off on him? I mean, he might actually turn into a human being.
Aren't you the one who predicted that big village people come back?
Sir, the day Dan Fielding becomes a decent human being is the day I sell my collection of Princess Di porcelain thimbles.
Whoa, Miss Sullivan, no need to bring on the total collapse of civilization. I mean, call me crazy, but I just happen to believe that when a man sets his mind to it, there are a lot of things about him that can change.
You two-diving scum!
Including his gender.
Gave me $10.
Dan?
Oh, hi, Harry. Ooh, just warming that seat up for you. Toasty.
Mac?
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now really in session. Your Honorable Harold T. Stone, presiding.
You may be seated.
I've got some warrants for you to sign, sir.
Sorry about that little incident, sir. I realize this is not the time or place for groveling, but...
Oh, no, this is the time. This is the place.
Thank you. I only hope I'm as understanding with my attorneys when I'm a judge.
Dad, do you really think that your name's going to be on that list of new judges?
Do maggots like rotting flesh?
Excuse me while I just go phone that one into Bartlett's.
It's in the bag. I got a great conviction record, good seniority, and the best part is that the only person on the nominating committee who knew me died last month.
Say, that is good news. Ooh.
Dan, you know, I can call a friend of mine at the committee office to see if you made the list.
That would be great.
Mac, is there any place on this planet where you don't have a friend working?
Here's that file you wanted, Mac.
Manu Hanulima. Biff to his friends.
What's first, Mac?
Well, we got a surprise for you, sir. Some old favorites making a return appearance.
Do I get a hint?
Well, let me see. The squad car that took him to the police station was destroyed by a bolt of lightning.
You mean...
Hello. It's us.
Bob and June Wheeler, you Yugoslavian recidivist knuckleheads, you. What the heck brings you by?
They were picked up on a 509B violation, sir.
509?
Uh-huh.
B?
Yeah.
I don't believe I'm familiar with that one.
Well, sir, it's not used in Manhattan very much. It involves the illegal detonation of poultry.
Excuse me, but I didn't think the chickens were among our more widely used explosives.
Sir, the Wheelers were merely trying their hand at egg farming. They ran into a bit of difficulty with a propane-powered incubator.
So all the would-be chicks are now...
Quiche, yes, sir. It seems as though Darla and Alfalfa here... got an incubator with a faulty shutoff valve.
It was a nightmare. This god-awful smell of meringue. Blood-curdling peeping.
The irony of it all is that we got into chickens because of our difficulties in running a worm farm.
There's a picture. You two hunched over a big vat of pink, juicy wigglers.
We were seduced by the glamour of it all.
Okay, what happened to the worms?
Stampede.
It was like all the pasta you ever ate in your life coming back to get you.
I guess I just don't have the knack for animal husbandry.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Bob. He's been such a downer since Granny died.
Oh, what the hell? Someone has to ask. How did she die?
She passed away in her sleep.
That's it? She was just sleeping peacefully?
Yes. On the railroad track.
The rail company was very sympathetic, though. Didn't even charge her for the ride.
Tragedy does bring out the best in people.
I've got a question.
Shoot.
What the hell were you two brought in for again?
Destruction of neighboring property, sir, to the tune of about $85.
Okay, we'll call you guilty. We'll suspend the fine, but you gotta pay the damages.
Thank you, Your Honor. Can you afford to pay that much?
Well, Granny did leave us a pretty substantial inheritance.
What do you got in there, a dead rat and a pack of Necco wafers?
No. $250,000. We ate the Necco wafers.
Wait a minute, you're carrying $250,000 around in a coffee can?
No, just half of it. June's hiding the rest in her brassiere.
Looks like June is busting out all over.
Looks like you've got a pretty healthy nest egg yourself.
What's next, Mac?
Mac?
Well, pinch my toes and call me a jelly donut.
I bet he means that in a figurative sense.
Hey, look, I gotta go. Thanks, Larry.
Friend of yours, Mac?
Yeah, from down at the mayor's committee. I had him to peek at the list, and it seems that congratulations are in order.
Yes! 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 I'm gonna wear black satin and send people to jail!
No, no, no. It's not you, Dan.
What?
I'm sorry, Dan.
You said congratulations are in order.
Yes, I did. Because Christine is gonna be a judge.
Hey!
Ah. My mistake. If you will excuse me just a minute.
I thought you might want to see the dessert cart.
Yeah, I guess you can serve him up on the sofa, Bull.
That's it. Let a smile be your umbrella.
Excuse me, I gotta get this back to the cafeteria. Congratulations, Christine. I think you'll make a neato judge.
Thank you, Bull.
Mimi.
Yeah, I think Bull meep's for all of us on that one.
Bull.
Or almost all of us. Dan, don't you want to congratulate Miss Sullivan? Okay, that's a good start.
10 years. 10 long years of sucking up, faking overtime, diligently stabbing my co-workers in the back, and this is the thanks I get.
Dan.
Just when I'm about to get what's mine, it is taken from me by Represso of Sunnybrook Farm.
In 2 weeks, that'll be Judge Represso.
Dan, I know how disappointed you are, but look at it this way. Being a judge is no picnic. Take it from me. It's a grueling, back-breaking job filled with self-doubt and heartache.
Dan Fielding?
That would be the heap over there.
Judge Dan Fielding?
No, he's not a judge.
Well, Judge Fielding, I'm Timmy, and I've been sent to give you a very, very special congratulations. So come on, everybody, put your hands together with me. Oh, your name's on the judge's list, doo-dah, doo-dah. When you move up, you'll be missed all the doo-dah day. Gwine to get a gavel, it's your lucky day, because now you're a judge of municipal court, and not some stinking DA. Hey, come on, everybody, sing along with me. Oh, your name's on the judge's list.
Dan!
Yes?
I know how you feel.
Thank you.
Dan! Murdering this man is not the answer. Even though we would all really enjoy watching you do it. Dan, you must let Timmy live.
Bull was right. Sending that telegram was a great idea.
Could I have a Snickers bar, please?
Absolutely. One Snickers, my pet.
Would you like that to go?
Bob, June, what are you guys doing here?
We're unlocking the door to lifetime financial security. You remember that $250,000?
Yes.
We mentioned to the man who owned this place that we were looking to invest it. By a remarkable coincidence, he said he was looking to sell out.
Wait a minute. You mean you paid $250,000 for this?
We can hardly believe it ourselves.
You're our first customer. Here you go.
Thanks. Well, good luck, you guys. I sure hope you make your money back.
We will.
What do I owe you?
$915 plus tax.
Boy, they've gone up since last time.
All set to start, sir.
No, Dan's not here yet.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Dan, that's kind of a new look for you, isn't it?
Think so, babe? Glad you like it.
Dan?
Dude.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why do you ask?
Well, you seem to be taking things a bit, cavalierly.
Really? Sir?
He'll snap out of it, Mac. Just give him some time, and he'll be just fine. I got some tranquilizer darts in my desk.
Only way to bring down a rogue prosecutor.
Oh, Dan-o.
Whatever happened to the Archies?
Not a day goes by that I don't ask myself that same question.
Dan, you've got to stop acting like this.
Oh, yeah? Well, 10 years of working my butt off hasn't gotten me anywhere. I thought maybe I'd try a different approach.
What, acting like a goofy, practical, joking clown? Well, yeah, but I'm a trained professional.
Dan, I know you're upset, but try to look on the bright side. You won't be bumped into a higher tax bracket.
I hope you get robe rash.
Okay, Dan, that's enough.
Yeah, you know what? I think maybe it is enough. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this job.
Dan...
All right, who wants to share gas to Florida? Show yourself now. Okay, but you got to ride in the back.
Who wanted the gummy bears?
Good news. Your loan's been approved.
Uh-huh.
Sir, it's been over 2 hours. We still can't find Dan. Roz and Mac are still going to look for him.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, he didn't show up at obedience training.
When did Dan get a dog?
Who said anything about a dog?
I'm really worried about him.
Well, don't be. He probably just needs a little time to himself.
I know, but he seemed awfully depressed.
Well, you don't seem too perky yourself, considering the circumstances.
What do you mean?
Well, you've just been appointed a judge. Shouldn't you be celebrating? You're going to be a magistrate of the New York Municipal Court. My equal.
That is exciting, sir. I don't know. I guess it just hasn't had a chance to sink in yet. It's funny how your whole life can change in 1 second.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, want to try the robe on, just see how it looks?
Your robe? No. I couldn't. Well, nothing's official yet, sir. I wouldn't want to seem disrespectful.
Oh, come on. Let's be madcap bohemian rebels. What do you say?
Okay, just this once.
Sir, we... Well, I'm sorry, sir. We're disrobing.
Oh, no, that's okay, guys. What's up?
We found Dan. He's on the roof.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, Dan! Dan, don't! Stop! You have so much to live for, it's not worth it!
Danny, is somebody yelling at you?
Ah, forget it, Lola. It's just a pigeon. Now help me unhook this thing.
Look like Dan found a way to bury his troubles.
Dan! Oh, Dan! Could the head pigeon see you in his coop for a minute?
Be right there, sir. Okay, put this on, but be careful you don't fall off the gargoyle.
Hey, did you guys see all the traffic helicopters hovering over the building?
They spotted a moving violation. Oh.
Well, what are you doing?
Eating my candy bar.
Why are you taking such tiny little bites?
It has to last me till next winter.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Miss Christine Sullivan.
Oh, that's me.
I'm Leonard Peel from the Mayor's Committee, and I've got some great news for you, Miss Sullivan.
I know, I'm on the judge's list.
Surprise.
Tough luck, cheetah, but you know the grapevine.
Who are you, and why did you touch me?
You want to see me, sir?
Silly me. I use the door.
Who's the weenie?
He's from the judges committee.
Oh, Dan Fielding. A wonderful job you're doing. Of course, there was a little oversight in my case, but hey, wait till next year, huh?
Danny, this is making me awful dizzy.
Professional colleague teaching her CPR. Sir? Listen, I don't know if you remember, but the little incident in the courtroom when I...
When you acted like a selfish, self-indulgent, idiotic jerk?
Ah, so you remember. Just wanted to let you know that the reason I walked out of the courtroom was because there were principles at stake.
So why'd you come back?
Because I realized something very important.
Which is?
I have no principles. I can't afford them.
Greetings, thrifty shoppers.
Well, Bob and June Wheeler, I would have thought you'd have left town by now. It's not like you'd let grass grow under your feet.
Between their toes, it's a different story.
Didn't Bull tell you? We bought the newsstand.
And we're giving away these handsome ID cards, which entitle everyone who works here to a 5% employee discount.
Oh, boy, 5% discount on a stick of gum?
Trust me, keep the card.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Mac?
Your name's not on this list of judges.
Well, somebody must have made a simple mistake.
Here's your employee discount card.
I'm sorry, Judge Stone. It's no mistake.
What?
I'm afraid you've been turned down for reappointment.
Sorry. No exceptions.
Introducing BioChannel 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night